Insight on Business, the NewsHour, is made possible through the support of the HR professionals at Oasis, a paychecks company. Learn how to grow your small business or nonprofit by outsourcing your HR and payroll functions. OasisAHR.com.
Welcome back to Insight on Business, the NewsHour. Grateful that you are here again with us today. You know, one of the things we really enjoy doing is finding entrepreneurs, large, small, whatever the size happens to be of their business, and sit down with them and find out the who, what, where, and why of what it is that they're doing and how they got into this business of theirs. And our guest today is Rekia Lillard, and she's an event planner, and she owns a company called RCL Productions, Event Planning and Design. And we're going to welcome her to this broadcast. And thanks so much for spending. So we're in a very noisy environment here at a local Starbucks, but that's okay. You know, people, you know, it gives a sense of, hey, we're real, right?
Yeah. Thank you for having me. Well, I'm happy to be here.
Thank you for doing this. So tell us about RCL Productions. What do you guys do? I know, event planning and design.
Design is just a nice, fancy way of saying decorating. That's just my take on it, because you literally are designing the event from scratch. So you are designing the table layouts. You're designing the flowers, how you want the tables, how you want the draping, the lighting, balloons, all of that. So it's a pretty exciting job,
yeah,
actually.
Yeah, I guess it would be, especially if you're into that kind of a thing.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, you know, not all of us have that talent. Quite frankly, you know?
It does take time.
Yes.
There's a lot of nicks and scratches from, like, flowers and pruning and things like that. So it can also be hurtful.
I'm sure that it can be. So that's the design part. And then the productions part. What is that?
The productions part. So it's always funny when someone says, what do you mean by productions? My husband, or all my life, everyone's always told me I'm very extra, very over the top.
Yep.
So everything for me has to be a production. So it's, you know, and that's my catch line. It's not just a party. It's a production. I always want everyone to feel like their event is extra special, that, you know, they went above and beyond. They got their money's worth. It's not just, oh, here's a hot dog and a hugs and it's a party. Oh, no, it's a full-fledged production. I want your baby shower to look like a wedding. I want your wedding to look like a Kardashian event. Like, I enjoy being over the top, because being over the top, something that they're going to, oh, my God, it creates memories. Productions
sure
create memories. When you go to a stage play or any kind of production, you remember it because it's there and it's engraved in your head. Like, oh, my God, that was a spectacular event. I like to give people that feeling whenever they call me to do something for them.
So it doesn't matter what it is.
It does not matter. I love weddings. I love baby showers, retirement parties, receptions, bar mitzvahs, you name it. I can plan it and decorate it. As long as there's a flower and a balloon to be purchased, I'm there.
All right. So how did you get into this? What was the driving factor to start your business?
I've been decorating for a long time. I think the driving factor to start my own business here was I had been asked so much to do different things for friends and for
family,
my church.
Yeah.
And they were like, why don't you just start your business? Because I've done weddings for friends at home. And I was like, you know what? I might as well go ahead and do that. So I kicked it off in, like, my first year. I had maybe 11 events. And so I was like, okay, I can do this. It worked out really well. And it's a lot of clientele comes from word to mouth from previous clients. And then
sure.
I have repeat clients and then people that have, you know, come to that event and it's like, oh, my God, I love your work. Can I get your card? And so they'll call me. And it's kind of just been blooming from there. I'm also an artist, so I've always had a knack for just looking and creating pretty things. So I paint, I sketch, I sew, and that's kind of just continued to grow into my own event planning business, because there's a lot that I can do on my own instead of having to outsource, because I'm kind of pulling all of that together.
Sure, sure. Now, so did you grow up like this? I mean, this is... You're very much an extrovert. You and I, by the way, we met at the recent Black
yeah.
and Gold Ball that you staged,
yeah.
as a matter of fact,
mm-hmm.
which was beautiful. And
Thank you.
Yeah, it was a production. It really was a production. And, you know, that... I do a lot of events. I go to a lot of events, and I've been doing this a long time. And when I saw what you had done for that, that really stood out. It wasn't cookie cutter stuff.
Thank you.
It was really special. And so that's why I asked you to join me. And I'm going, wow, this woman's got some stuff going on. So has this been a lifelong thing with you, with art?
Art actually has. I've always done art and just sketching things out and pulling things together. Like, I was maybe in middle school or elementary school where I would literally create a two-story dollhouse out of popsicle sticks.
What?
Yeah, I have gone through countless sketch pads, countless fabric rolls. It's just my grandparents, I can say for sure, they always invested in my artistic ability. I'm completely opposite from everyone else in my family. Everyone else plays an instrument. Everyone. They all play piano, something. Not me. I was the athlete and the artist. So still a family of arts, just a different form.
Sure.
They went musical. I went everything else.
Yeah, right.
So
right.
It's, and, you know, in recognizing that and believing in my strength, my grandparents, my parents, you know, they always made sure I was able to constantly create. So I've been doing that for a long time. I think I moved into florals probably in high school.
Yeah?
And I would just kind of play around with it, you know, go to the local Walmart or whatever, just grab some of their...
What does it take to see those things? I mean, you know, I flunked paper cutting. Or I did. In kindergarten. I couldn't cut a straight line. And then when they asked me to color in the line, I couldn't do that. You know, so I have, like, zero ability
in that.
That's
funny. That's funny.
So what does it take? What do you see... When a client comes to you and says, okay, hey, I'm having a baby shower, a wedding, a bar mitzvah, whatever it happens to be, what do you see? How do you discover what that client wants?
You know, a lot of times clients will actually come to you with pictures, or they'll come to you with colors of things they found on Pinterest. Like, I tell everyone, Pinterest for a bride can be very dangerous. Because you have you see these beautiful things, you have these great things in mind, and I'm like, what they don't show you on these pictures is a dollar sign.
That's right.
So it's a lot of times they will come with pictures, and I can go from there. Like, I remember a couple years ago, my first lady at my church, she sent me, like, a picture of a napkin. I don't know. She said it was something small. And then I did her event, and when she was doing her thank you speech, she's like, I just don't understand. I sent her this just... a napkin with a flower on it, and she created this. Sometimes it doesn't take much, and honestly, I don't know if a lot of event planners have a plan in mind when it comes to doing flowers. You kind of just start sticking them in, and you shape.
Huh.
So it's just like, all right, I'm going to start with some greenery. Oh, well, you know what? Let's add some hydrangea in there. And it's just, you just keep building, and from there, you have to stop yourself or keep going until you're satisfied.
Wow. And so you mentioned how you market yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And you indicated it's kind of word of mouth. People say something to somebody else, or they mm-hmm. say, hey, did you see this? And they show a picture of whatever it was that's going on. Have you used any other marketing tools?
I literally just started my Facebook page. Everyone's been asking me for years, why don't you have a page? Because and it's crazy, because I'm also a playwright. So I have...
Well, wait a minute. You got two children, a husband.
Yeah.
You got a real job.
Yeah.
And you got a second real job.
Yeah.
And...
I don't sleep much. Yeah,
I was going to say, you and I are...
and it's not like I don't try. I'm one of those people that as soon as, if there's like a noise, I'm a very light sleeper. If there's a small noise, if the dog scratches or readjusts, because she's like right there next to my side of the bed,
right.
I'm up now for hours. And so while I'm up, I use that time to be creative.
Might as well, right?
If I'm not doing that, I'm trying to read to put myself back to sleep. But a lot of times when I'm in those early morning hours, I get a lot of my ideas, and so I'll write them out. I'll sketch them out, or I'll start working. I'll go downstairs, start, like, blowing up balloons or whatever. Like, right now, there's a big arch in my living room because I am working on a showroom for Monday. So, and whenever I wake up, I just go down, add a little more, and then go back to bed.
A showroom for Monday. What is that?
I have a bride that has just recently decided on her colors and what she wants, and so we are going to get together, and I do a special showroom of what her decor would look like. And she
really?
In advance. Yeah, you always like to... I don't like surprises, so I want to make sure you like it. make sure you get what you're paying for. Some people are like, oh, no, I want to be surprised. And then others are like, I want to see just in case I want to change something, because this gives them the opportunity to see all of their tablescapes, to see their draping and everything. And I put dollar signs on what each setting costs.
Oh, no
surprises. They now get to decide, okay, I can afford this. I want this. I saw this on Pinterest. I love it, but I can't afford that table setting. So I'm going to go with this one. It's still pretty, but it's in my budget. So it gives them a chance to really hone in on what they want, but also without breaking the budget. I never want my brides to feel like, oh my God, I got to break my budget and ask my parents, or, you know, try to work harder to get more money to get my dream when I can still get what I want within the budget that I've set. Because weddings are expensive.
They are expensive. Rekia Lillard, ladies and gentlemen, is our guest, and she's an event planner. Her company is called RCL Productions, Event Planning and Design. A very busy woman. All right. You know, this takes a lot of pre-planning. I mean, I love the fact that you do this show, you know, a preview. I mean, who does that, right? And where did you get that idea? I mean, is this something that just came to you, or have other event planners and designers?
I think a few, I know a few will do a showroom for you. I've done weddings before I started my own business with Stuart Alexander. And I know I took one of my brides there once before, and he did show her exactly what her centerpiece was going to look like. It's something some people, you know, request.
Right.
And it's some people are just like, it's okay. I don't need it. I trust you. Especially if it's something simple, a lot of times they're like, it's okay. I know it's going to look nice. And then others, especially when they want flowers and balloons, because the cost of flowers is so expensive, it's more so along the lines of, yeah, let me see that way. If I have to pull back on some of the flowers and add more greenery, then I can do that. So it's really just giving them a chance to see that they're, make sure they're getting their bang for their buck.
Yeah. Are there such things as bridezillas?
I have lucked out in this department. People ask me all the time.
I bet they do.
Hit the jackpot. I have not had a single bridezilla. Not ever. And I'm like, I don't want to jinx it, knock on this table. But it's been, I've had really good brides.
Yeah?
They've been pretty laid back, pretty relaxed. There is a such thing as a bridezilla. I've been to weddings with them.
Really?
Yes. But I have actually never had one, and it's really good. They are always so appreciative and grateful, and just they're very open and relaxed, because I have had a lot of tomboy brides. So it's been like, I'm not a girly girl, but I trust you. Go for it. Be divide and conquer.
I'm not a girly
girl. Like not a girly girl or not pretty.
Yeah, right.
More so like a tomboy. And I was the same way.
I wear a buffalo plaid, for crying out loud, and I love it.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So it's, you know, they are very into, I'm going to take your opinion, and I trust you. I've seen your work. It's beautiful. I trust you. Please move forward with your plans as long as it's within the budget.
So you have a Facebook page now. Mm-hmm. Congratulations. In everything else that you do, now you get to upkeep that,
yeah,
right?
Website's next. We're making it a point to take pictures of all of the events. Sometimes we forget.
Isn't that the truth? I mean, you get so wrapped up in the moment.
You do. You get so wrapped up, and you sit back, and you're making sure every charger plate is the right distance from the edge of the table, and every napkin has the perfect fold, and every flower is showing at the right angle, that by the time, you know, you get ready to leave, you've forgotten to take pictures, and now you have to go because the guests are about to start. So.
Yeah, I have a good friend, and I lived with him for a while. I went back to school years ago. And Terry Thompson is his name. And Terry, I was always marveling at his closet. I would love to look at your closet. Because he would color code his shirts.
That's my husband.
And his really?
Yes.
And his socks. And he, really?
Mm-hmm. Yep, and my husband wears a red shirt. Everything is going to match. That's just his personality, yeah.
You have a hand in any of that?
No. He's actually really good at that on his own.
Really?
He is really good at dressing himself. He'll ask me my opinion.
Well, I saw him the other night, and the guy was flashing.
I had nothing to do with that. He's very good at picking out his own clothes. I simply, like, every now and then I'll go out.
How did you find
this
guy?
So funny. My husband and I met on Facebook.
Yeah?
Yeah. No eHarmony.com here. Free. We had a free relationship. But, yeah, we met on Facebook. A couple years ago, like before Candy Crush came around, everyone was playing Fast Money and Family Feud. And so you had to send your Fast Money to someone else, and he ended up sending it to me, and we started talking.
Wow.
So, yeah, it was, yeah. It's so strange.
A cyber relationship, ladies and gentlemen, that has blossomed into.
Right, here we are 8 years later.
Oh, nice. What a great story. So what's in the future for you? I mean, and we won't mention what you really do for a living. I mean, your other real job. But so what's in the future for this? I mean, how do you see this maximizing out in future years? Because, yeah, I talk to a lot of business people, mm-hmm. a lot of startups all the time. I mean, this is 10 years in that we've been doing this. And, you know, I can sometimes pick out the winners and some that are just doing it to do it. You're a winner.
Oh, thank you.
You are. Your passion is amazing. So where are you going with this?
I actually want to own my own event space. That's the goal. In my mind, I'm going to be able to do like this dual space because I want a space to where I can host my theater productions, but also when I'm not doing a stage play, I have my event space to actually host weddings and baby showers and birthday parties and all of that. So it's like I want a multifaceted studio to where I can do all of this. That's the goal.
Got it. Do you currently partner with event spaces now? I mean, are you using that as a marketing tool? I know several in that space, you know, that they do these things.
Yeah.
And are you going to visit them and saying, hey, if you're thinking about, you know, if you got somebody in here looking at the space, give me a call.
I haven't partnered with anyone, but I do have relationships with several. Like, I've done the Somerset Winery. I've done the Sheraton a few times.
Yeah, Ron
I've done
sold
the Marriott. Yeah.
Yeah. Great guy. Good friend.
Yeah,
and
I've
Somerset
done,
Winery. Yeah.
I've done the Marriott a few times. I have done Teach Out Downtown, which I absolutely love. I love Teach Out. It is a great space especially if you are into that exposed beam, very rustic look, and rustic weddings are very popular right now.
Really?
So Teach Out is amazing. I've done a lot of repeat spots. I've done Noche.
Noche's fun.
Noche is fun.
Yeah.
Noche's a lot
of
fun.
The back room there.
Yeah.
With the exposed brick and everything.
Yep.
And wonderful people.
We have a lot of great places downtown.
Yeah.
A lot. The tea room is gorgeous. There's a lot of great spaces downtown. I have not done the botanical garden yet, and I'm looking forward to that one day because I love all of the florals and just the windows. I love that. So I'm waiting to do something there.
So does the space that you're in, does that help dictate what you've got to do?
It does, because I always make sure I go see the space first.
Of course.
Because, you know, you want to see the distance from the floor to the ceiling. That lets you know if you can do anything on the ceiling without it, you know, interfering with people's view. The windows, that helps with lighting, that kind of helps with, you know, fabric choices. Whereas if it has a lot of windows, that really looks good against sequins because it's that extra shine. And so I always go to the space because it helps.
Have you ever, this is a way off base question, but we do a lot in the world of video photography and, video effects and commercials and all kinds of things. Have you ever done any video stuff?
Not with my event planning, no, but I have with my playwriting.
I was going to say,
I've done 3 commercials for my plays now. I haven't done it with my event planning, though.
Wow.
I know, I'm so busy.
Where's home for you? Where'd you grow
up? I'm from Fort Lauderdale, Florida.
What? Get
out
of here.
And we're very over the top in South Florida in the Fort Lauderdale, Miami area. So I'm like bringing that very over the top dramatics here to Des Moines.
I think, and we love it. It is absolutely amazing. Rekia Lillard, ladies and gentlemen, she is an event planner, an owner of RCL Production Event Planning and Design. And we will have, of course, links up on our website. This has really been a delight. Thank you so much.
Thank you for having me.
Once again, that was Rekia Lillard. She is the owner of RCL Productions Event Planning and Design. And a note, I asked her just before we went to air whether or not all of the situations with regard to closing so many locations for events is impacted her business. And she answered no. Most of her events are planned out several months in advance. So, there you have it. We will have links to RCL Productions up on our radio blog. That about wraps it up for another broadcast day. Thanks so very much for being with us. Oh, by the way, happy St. Patrick's Day. I guess we forgot to mention that earlier. For all of us associated with the Business News Hour, Chap Ramsey is our production coordinator. Sales and marketing is Aaron Libby. The voice of the Business News Hour is Hunter Pease. And the music you're listening to right now is arranged, composed, and conducted by James Goodlett of Jam Good Productions. For all those folks and for Rekia Lillard, my name is Michael Libby. Have yourself a wonderful day. Be safe, be well, be careful. Most of all, be good to your fellow man. Good day.